Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary.
Hi. I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network.
Mockery Manor is free and always will be, but it's not free to make. If you'd like to support the show, you can become our patron on Ko-fi. Go to ko-fi.com/longcatmedia to chat with us, unlock bonus episodes, music albums, exclusive merch, and more. That's ko-fi.com/longcatmedia. Thank you.
Previously on Mockery Manor, Betty and Fennec reluctantly join forces to crack the case and discover a hypodermic needle on the Forsberg's mine train tracks. Harry shows Betty the CCTV from the night of the murder, revealing a mysterious hooded figure entering the mine train not long before the lights went out. And that's you all caught up. Y'all enjoy the episode now.
Longcat Media presents Mockery Manor, Season 3, Episode 5, Little Ghouls.
Annaloo, where would you like to go first?
Claytonville is our oyster.
I don't mind. I'm just glad to be out of that gloomy manor.
Where's his meows?
Oh, look at those kids playing with that cat mascot.
Or should I say, pants meows?
Does your heart glad to see such joyful innocence?
Oi, oi, keep that back!
Oh, yes.
Come on, that's not funny.
Innocent little kiddywinks stealing cowboy Crackle's hat.
Little wankers.
It's so nice to get some fresh air. Thank you, Betty, for inviting me to come walk with you.
My pleasure. You looked like you needed a break from that Bobby chap.
Oh, no, I was fine.
I think you're being far too nice.
No, Bobby's fine.
Oh, dear. Look, Annaloo, Lord knows I'm not a tattletale, but, well...
What is it?
When I walked into the breakfast room this morning, Bobby was talking about you.
He was?
Well, not so much talking as ranting and raving. Where's that Annaloo? Is she slacking off again? That girl is the laziest varmint in all Tarnation. What do we even pay her for?
He was saying that? Are you sure?
Words to that effect.
Lazy? What does he mean? I don't even work for him. I work for Clay.
Used to work for Clay. I suppose you're unemployed now that he's dead. Anyway, don't let it bother you. I just thought you should know. Shall we go into that gift shop? I'm looking for a hooded sweatshirt.
Oh, sure.
Are you all right? I haven't upset you, have I? I'm entirely on your side, you know. As soon as I met him, I thought, that Bobby's a bully. It's no wonder you had that big argument. What was it about, by the way?
Oh, no, it wasn't.
Who told you we argued? Can't remember. After you! Retail therapy awaits.
Oh, thank you.
Now, where are the hoodies? You should get a souvenir of your time here.
I guess I could get my mom a little something.
Is your mother a fan?
Of Clay? Oh, yeah. It wasn't an argument. Maybe it looked like it was, but it wasn't.
I'm sorry, you've lost me.
You said Bobby and I argued at the concert, but Bobby just shouts a lot. Was it Kirstein? Did she tell you that? Or the bartender?
Yes, I think maybe it was. Oh, look, a Claytonville pencil case. Would your mother like one of these? Or how about a pack of 3 banana-scented rubbers?
What?
Smelly rubbers? They have Clay's face printed on them.
They sell rubbers in the gift shop? Oh, Mom told me Europe was permissive, but this is just... Oh, well.
Permissive? Oh, I see what's happened. I'm into razors. Look, Americans call them erasers, we call them rubbers. You thought I meant...
Oh, Lord. How embarrassing.
Here's another one. Did you know in America, fanny means bottom, and here in England it means...
Yes, I know, you don't have
vagina.
To... Vagina! Say it! Oh, my goodness.
So don't slap any fannies while you're over here, Annaloo. Unless it's consensual and behind closed doors, in which case, slap away.
Oh, gosh.
Look, hoodies.
Hoodies? Oh, hoodies. Right. Good.
No. 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 Wrong graphic. Oh, not this one either. Where is it? Oh, it must be here somewhere. Oh, damn it. Maybe they've sold out. How about this one for your mum? Look, it's got young Clayton on the front. Very handsome.
Oh, yeah, that's nice.
Who wouldn't want that face stretched across their boobs? Am I right?
My goodness.
Here, I'll buy it for you.
Oh, no, you don't have to.
It's right. I'll put it towards expenses. Just this, thank you.
Julie, price check on blue hoodie, Clayton on a cow.
It's a basin.
Are there any other designs besides the ones on the rail? Do you have one with the stars and stripes down the arms?
No.
How odd.
$21.99.
Jesus Christ. Here. So, Annaloo, did your mum ever meet Clay?
I don't know. I mean, no. No, she didn't.
How long have you worked for Clay?
Oh, just like 5 years.
And you never introduced them?
Betty, I think I might go back to the manor now.
I've got a better idea. You see that? That's the tunnel of lost love. Shall we?
Oh, no, no. I don't like rides. I'm a real scaredy cat. I think I need to have a nap.
Oh, don't worry about it. It's not a roller coaster. It's one of those slow boat rides where you float along looking at things.
That sounds nice.
Oh, God, no. It's boring as shit. But this one's a little bit different. The Tunnel of Lost Love depicts scenes from Clay's private life. His marriages, his affairs.
Are you kidding me? But that's so inappropriate.
It's all public knowledge. The ride's based on that album released last year.
Love Songs for Old Cowboys?
That's the one. Love Songs from 60 Years in the Saddle. That's a whole lot of lovin'. Oh, come on, let's get in the queue.
No, I don't want to.
Why not?
Clay hated Love Songs for Old Cowboys.
Did he really? Why?
He said it was a cynical cash grab.
Why did he do it then?
Because of Bobby. He convinced Clay to release it. Greatest hits albums always sell real well, and, well...
Clay needed the money?
Uh-huh. There was a huge tax bill or something like that. I don't know.
Earning a lot of money is a very silly reason to hate an album.
It's not the only reason he hated it.
Oh?
Some of those songs were written a long time ago, when Clay was hurting real bad. Like when his second wife ran off with that rodeo clown. He did a song about it. And when the tabloids ran that expose about his trip to the massage parlor after his divorce, what did he do? He wrote a damn song. Even when those women said they'd had his baby when they hadn't, and it was all real humiliating.
Crikey.
But he always channeled everything into his music, so...
So he lived to regret those songs.
Uh-huh.
I'll have to revisit Clay's songs, see if I can find anything new in them.
Sorry, I think I need to sit down.
Oh, dear. Oh, poor girl. Look at you. Here. Sit. Sit.
Thank you.
Oh, grief. It hits at the most unexpected times.
Mm-hmm.
You two are close?
No. No, not really. He was my boss. But he was a good boss.
Well, that's lovely. And somewhat unusual, I fear. Because you hear things, don't you? About the rich pushing boundaries with their staff.
That wasn't Clay.
No? Well, that's very special. Because, to be honest, if I was in his position, I'd be a bloody monster. I would. I mean, imagine being famous for literal decades. Imagine what that does to a person. Always being told you're the best, you're amazing. Imagine knowing that you could make someone happy just by giving them a little attention. Such power. All that adulation, all that money. Even if you were trying your very best, you'd become insane with self-importance.
Not Clay. He was real nice.
Right. Not Clay, then. Nicey, nice, nice. Oh, bollocks! Shitting hell!
What? What is it?
Bumbles, ass tits! Didn't press record.
What?
Rookie mistake.
What?
Time, 5:15 p.m. Date, same as before. Interviewing Anna Lou... Sorry, what's your surname?
What is that?
This? It's a dictaphone. A tape recorder.
You're recording me?
I am now, yes. Ugh.
Why?
Kirsteen hired me to investigate Clay's death.
You're working for Kirsteen?
Uh-oh. Don't you like her?
What? No, I didn't say that.
Oh, don't worry. I'm not judging you. I'm not sure I trust her either. But would she really hire me to investigate her husband's murder if she was involved somehow?
Murder? Clay wasn't murdered.
Well, I certainly hope not. Because if he was, it was probably one of you lot. So, how old are you, Anna Lou?
I'm 28. Do the police think Clay was murdered?
Oh, yes, they certainly do. And George Osmond does too.
Who?
You know, the man who built an entire park based on your boss and then invited you all here for the grand opening. Which I find extremely weird. But why would George Osmond hire Detective Finnick to investigate if he had anything to hide?
What are you talking about? I'm sorry, I am so confused.
Me too. Where were you during the concert?
The concert? I was with the others in the VIP lounge on the rooftop of the saloon. I can't believe Clay was murdered. Why would anyone hurt him?
You were with the others, such as Bobby, with whom you argued.
Yes. No. I mean, it wasn't...
And Kirstine?
Yes, but she left to smoke a cigarette.
She left a rooftop bar to smoke a cigarette? When was that?
I don't know.
Was she in the VIP area when the lights went off?
No, she left to smoke, like, before. I don't know how long. Also, I am super uncomfortable with you recording this.
Who else was on that VIP rooftop?
That crazy stalker came in, Abilene Doherty.
Anyone else?
The bartender?
Parker.
But he left too. Bobby was angry that the whiskey was real cheap. So Parker, he said he'd get a better one from the manor.
Oh, shit, there she is! Sorry, one second. JJ!
What?
Sorry, I just saw my sister. I've been trying to track her down for ages. JJ!
Wait, your sister's name is JJ?
Anna Lou, thank you for the chat. Mustache. JJ! She saw me. I saw her see me. JJ! There's no point speed walking away. I know you saw me. JJ!
No, I'm sorry. No one's going inside the cottage. And that's my final word on the matter.
Oh, you suck.
Yeah, you suck.
What was that?
Walter, no one even lives here. Why can't we just check it out?
Because it's breaking and entering.
But we found a key.
Yeah, exactly. If you hide a key under a doormat, you can't complain if somebody uses it.
That is legally and morally inaccurate.
This tour sucks. All we've done is sit around a campfire like a bunch of bloody Boy Scouts.
Yeah, it's rubbish.
We don't even know if it's the right key. We should at least try it.
No, we shall adhere to the itinerary.
You're scared to go in the cottage.
I can assure you I am not scared. I may consider it for a future tour for a surcharge, but I won't change the schedule willy-nilly.
I bet you weren't even here in 89.
I was. I knew the killer. We were in the same dorm.
How do we know you're not lying?
Yeah, how do we know?
Because... I'm not! I was there! I was! And I'm the only one who heard the Dreamland scream. Me! And every night since, that scream rings
Danny,
in my...
Danny! It's the right key!
What?
Let's go in!
All right!
Yeah, nice one, Fiona!
With her and cheer!
Guys,
no, Fiona!
We're going together!
Fiona! Back away from there right now!
I'm going in!
Oh, what if we find body parts?
This is so exciting!
No one's going in!
Oh,
this
God,
is my
so
tour,
scary.
And I do not dream. Appreciate this!
Shh. Water.
Oi, you lot! What the bloody hell's going on here? Get out of it! What do you think
Shit.
You're doing?
Oh my God!
It's the fuzz! Everyone run!
Oh, now you've done it!
You're trespassing!
Get
this is trespass!
Oh, you're gonna get in trouble.
Why is the cottage open?
Get out!
Guys, get out! You can't catch all of us!
Yeah, good. Go on, bugger off. Stay out of these woods.
Suck it, copper!
You suck it! Copper? I don't look like a copper. This is a nice suit. What?
My allergies.
Who's there?
Coo. I'm a pigeon. There's no one here. Coo.
Walter.
Coo. There's not Walter here. Coo.
Walter, I can literally see you. You chose a very narrow tree to hide behind.
Bollocks. All right, you got me. It is I, Walter. Shall we meet again, Parker?
Yeah, unfortunately. Hello, Walter. Don't even think about running off. I want a word with you.
Oh, I won't run off. I can't. I've got weak knees.
Right.
My mum said it's because I never ate my peas and carrots.
Look, mate, I've got a theme park to run, yeah? Two theme parks, if you consider how useless George is. I really don't want to be here listening to you whittering on about vegetables.
Oh, can I go then?
No!
Why not? You can't call the police. I have an agreement with JJ. I'm allowed to be here.
What? Okay, first of all, I very much doubt that. And second, I'm definitely calling the police.
No!
I've told you more than once that you're not allowed to be out here. And now I catch you breaking into the cottage.
That wasn't my idea. It was mutiny.
Key's still in the door, at least. Anyone still in there before I lock it?
No. They all ran off when you appeared and left me to die.
Well, we should check.
We?
They're your little ghouls. If there's anyone in there, you can help me chase them out.
I'll wait out here.
Oh, no, you won't.
I don't want to go in there.
Why not? Walter, are you scared?
No.
You camp in spitting distance of this place, in the middle of the woods, in the dark. So why the hell are you scared of going in the cottage?
Because I saw something.
You saw something? What? Here?
Never mind, forget it.
No, you can't do that. Come on, Walter. Tell me, maybe I won't call the police. Walter!
All right. Last night... I saw it last night, but that wasn't the first time.
What wasn't?
The first time was months ago, but I just thought it was another nightmare. I have a lot of nightmares, mostly about, well, you know, 89.
Yeah, I know.
But then 4 nights ago, I thought I saw a shape in the window. And then last night, a couple of hours before dawn, I woke up needing a wee-wee. So I crept out of my tent and found my favourite bush. I was mid-flow when I heard a creak, a door opening. I turned my head, and that's when I saw him.
Someone was in the cottage. Who?
Huge he was, with hollow, staring eyes and that massive head.
Walter, who was it?
The Mockery Manor mascot. Page Boy Crackles.
The Fable and Folly Network supports creators of exceptional audio stories, including the one you're listening to right now. If you love our shows, we want to hear from you. Complete our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey. This will help us learn more about you, what you like, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can maintain an inclusive, safe atmosphere. As a thank you for your participation, we have extras and behind-the-scenes content from your favorite shows. Fans make the network what it is. Thanks for listening, and we can't wait to hear from you. Find our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey today. Looking to get out of the ads and back to the story? Fable and Folly Plus is a new way to support the creators you love. The podcast you're listening to right now, and more than 60 others, can be heard ad-free for as little as $4 a month by visiting fableandfolly.com/plus. And now, you'll start to see Fable and Folly Network shows are offering bonus content to all existing and new supporters. Find exclusive new episodes from shows like Civilized and Realms of Peril and Glory. Fable and Folly Plus. Sign up today at fableandfolly.com/plus.
Welcome to the Bayou Walkway. Turn right and follow the fireflies to Crawfish Creek, or turn left onto the Salamander Walkway. But watch out for rickety boards. Don't fall in the swamp or the gators will get you.
Charles, get up, please. Don't dangle your hands in the water, it's dirty.
There's something at the bottom. Mummy, look, treasure.
Disease, more like. Come on, get up. Ugh, look, someone's coming and you're blocking the path. Get up.
I want the treasure.
Excuse me, can I just get by?
Just step over him, it's fine.
Thanks. What are you doing? He's got my ankle.
Charles, let her go right now. I'm so sorry, he's in a grabby phase.
Oh, he's pulling me off balance. I'm gonna fall over.
JJ, you can run, but you can't hide.
Oh, let me go, please. Let go.
Charles, let her go. Someone else is coming. You are making yourself look very silly in front of lots of people.
JJ, finally. Hi, Bay. Why are you running away from me, you freak? What's going on here?
He's holding onto my ankle.
Oh, good work.
So sorry about this. I'll try and pry his fingers off.
Take your time. She might run away again once she's free.
Oh, of course I won't. Look, Betty, I'm sorry, but I just didn't feel like talking.
But you did feel like sprinting through the park as soon as you saw me. How very normal.
Ow! Oh, his nails are really digging in.
Charles!
Charles?
Hello.
What's this in my pocket? It's a plastic dinosaur called Brian. Would you like to have it?
Yes.
You can, but only if you let my sister go right now.
Give it.
Charles, what do you say?
Dinosaur!
Charles, don't you dare run off! Oh my God, I'm so sorry. Charles, stop!
Oh, Freddy's going to kill me. I've broken up the band.
Oh, that little sod drew blood. Look at my ankle. Serves you right. Why did you run away from me? That was very hurtful and worrying.
Oh, something's wrong. Tell me what it is.
All right, no need to have a go at me. Can we walk?
I suppose. Well, what's going on with you?
I visited Graham's widow this morning.
What? Why?
Because I thought she wanted to see me. But she really didn't.
Of course she didn't.
When I wouldn't leave, she called the police.
Oh my God.
I left before they got there. I don't understand why she wouldn't talk to me.
JJ, you were her husband's mistress. Her dead husband. How else was she going to react?
You don't understand.
Well, help me understand. Why did you try to see her?
Because she wanted us to meet. But I thought you said...
I know.
Can we talk about this another time? I need to think about it first. Get my thoughts straight.
JJ, just tell me.
Not here. I feel like... someone's watching.
Of course no one's watching. The bayou's probably the most private place in the whole park.
How about tonight? Come to my room. Actually, no, it's in a state. I'll come to yours.
Okay? Tonight.
Oh, shit, hang on. I can't do tonight. I'm visiting a suspect. How about tomorrow morning?
A suspect? Have you got a new case?
I certainly have. Biggest one of my career.
Oh, wow, that's great. What is it?
The case of the fallen country singer.
Huh?
Kirstine hired me to solve Clayton's murder. Tonight, I'm going to interview this security guard called Rick. Fennec thinks he's acting weird because
Wait. You're investigating Clayton's death? With Fennec?
Not with. Adjacent to. George hired Fennec and Kirstine hired me.
No. No, I can't believe you're involved in this.
Why shouldn't I be? I know you've all had your doubts, but I'm a damn good PI nowadays.
But the police think Clayton's death was an accident. Isn't that enough?
There's no way it was an accident. Why did the lights go off when they did?
No.
And there's CCTV showing someone else in the mine train that night.
No, stop it.
Not to mention, there's a flipping murder weapon. At least I think so. A syringe. I found
Betty,
it in the back.
Please, I can't listen to this. It wasn't murder.
JJ, we can't pretend it isn't just because we don't want it to be.
We can't pretend it was just because we want it to be either.
I don't want it to be murder.
I'm not a psycho.
But it would be amazing for my career.
Oh my God.
Whereabouts were you during the concert? Did you see anything suspicious?
You want my alibi?
No, don't be silly. I just thought you being a manager, you might have talked to Clayton that night. Or maybe you saw something suspicious. Something you don't even realise the importance of.
I didn't. I didn't see anything. I was in the manor. I had a headache, so I went to bed.
Oh. When did you go to bed?
I don't know. Does it matter? I missed the whole concert. So I don't know anything. I'm sorry, Betty. I can't help you. And I'm actually getting another headache now, so I'm going to go home. Excuse me.
Okay. But talk tomorrow, JJ?
Yep.
Oh, no. Not again, JJ. Not again.
Hello? Hello? If there's anybody hiding in here, I'm going to lock the cottage in a minute. All the windows are nailed shut, so there's no way out. Better if you come out now. I ain't calling the police, don't worry. There you go, see, look. It's empty. Look at all the dust. Nobody's been here for ages, including Crackle.
He's not in the cottage now, but he was. Maybe he lives here.
Bloody hell. Walter, are you all right?
Look. The banister. No dust.
Yeah. All right, Walter, come on. I think you need a bit of fresh air, mate. Last chance for anyone hiding. We're leaving now.
No, we can't leave yet. What about upstairs? We haven't checked upstairs.
I thought you didn't even want to be here. Now you want to go upstairs?
I think this is helping. I think this is good for me.
Good for you.
If I can see every room with my own eyes and see there's nothing to be afraid of, Maybe I'm a step closer to stopping the nightmares. That's why I do what I do, Parker. Why I tell people about what happened here in 89. Why I camp in the woods. Mm-hmm. As close to mockery as I can get.
I don't know, mate. This all sounds a bit weird
to me. My therapist calls it exposure therapy.
Oh, right. I haven't heard of that. Is that, like, closure?
Maybe. Yeah, I think so.
Right. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's important, that. All right, well, let's go upstairs.
Thank you, Parker. You first.
Oh, yeah, okay. If this were a horror movie, this would be the worst thing we could do.
I don't watch scary films. My mum doesn't like them.
You know, nothing bad ever happened in here, right? Graham was killed outside.
I know.
Jeez, someone is here. I thought you said it was empty. Hello? You in the master bedroom? I'm coming in. I ain't gonna hurt you. Hello? Oh my God, it stinks in here. Oh, something crawl in here and die. Oh my God. Oh Jesus Christ, what the hell is this? What? No, 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 no. Oh God. Oh shit.
Mockery Manor is written by Lindsay Sharman and directed by Lindsay Sharman and Lawrence Owen. Music, sound design and editing by Lawrence Owen. Hayley Evanett was Betty and JJ, Christy Bolton was Anna Lou, James Ducker was Walter, Lawrence Owen was Parker and additional voices, Rufus Walker was Charles, and Kitty Winter was Mummy. Further additional voices by Lindsay Sharman and John Henry Fall. Mockery Manor is supported by Arts Council England National Lottery Project Grants and our wonderful patrons on Ko-fi. If you'd like to become one of them and help me and Lindsay keep making podcasts, tap the link in the show notes of this episode or go to longcapmedia.com.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Broadcasting, this is Roger Brigado Fisher, communications, something, Moonbase, wherever.
You guys can sort out the next thing. I need to get the rover checked and loaded. Jung?
On it, boss.
Excuse me?
If communication still makes a difference at this point in the plot, if we can keep this base or this moon together long enough to be a thing.
I changed my direction. I worked my way down. I took those scraps, the bits they'd forgotten about or thrown away, and I built my own place. Still inside, but within the shadows.
All my thoughts, my hopes, all of my heart is on a makeshift rocket hurtling towards us with the most precious of cargo.
We'll definitely deserve a celebration.
Not like yours. You and your boy down there? I hope he's got a private room waiting.
It'll be enough to be close again. Ah, meu amado.
When I have Alex back in my arms, maybe then I can think about resistance.
We've kept the corporations at arm's length longer than most.
Well, whatever you're building, here or wherever, I'm in.
Any way we can help.
It feels like we're approaching the closing stage of this journey. The final stop. But either way, it's been one hell of a story. And either way, it ends with Alex.
Moonbase Theta out, the final season. Broadcasting on your podcast feeds starting August 14th. For early access, join us at patreon.com/monkeymanproductions.
Moonbase Theta out.